Okay, today's daf is daf mem, but we're still in Lamatesima Beis. Lamatesima Beis, the Gemara just said before the two dots, the sugya of Ishtamoda Inhu. Ishtamoda Inhu means that Beis Din recognized and were told that when they came to court, they figured out that this Shimon is Reuven's brother. And we know that. And the Gemara ended off by saying that we don't even need two witnesses to tell us that this is Reuven's brother. All we need is a karov, an isha, a relative, a woman, with people who are usually psule edus. They're allowed to tell us this because the Gemara says, Gilui milsa ba'almahu. It's just a gilui milsa. What does that mean? So the riff here says, in Dafid Gimel al Dafi Arif, that what this means is that they are not testifying about an action that took place. They're not testifying about mumminess, that Reuven o Shimon. All they're testifying about is a metzias, a reality. Milsa ba'almahu, de megalu de hadeniu gavra plan. They're just telling us that so-and-so is so-and-so. It is so-and-so's brother. So that's not really edus. That's not dine mumminess. That's not edus on a maisa. And that's what the Gemara means here by gili milsa ba'alma. Because what they're saying is directly not talking about an act that took place. It's just a mitzius, and therefore edus is not needed. The Rivash writes of the Tshuva in Kufpei Beis that according to this riff, though, it must be that they testified at a different time, earlier in history. That's why we know this. If right now they come to court and say so-and-so is Reuven's brother, so that it is related to Mamanis, because he's going to get the Yerusha, we're going to learn later on today's Mishnah. So it can't be that. It must be just that from a different time, we know that this is that Shimon is Reuven's brother. That's what the riff must mean. Must not be b'shas ma'isa. Must be that we know earlier. But either way, fundamentally, the riff says gilui milsa ba'alma. He means it's not really edus. What's important, according to the riff, though, is that you would think that there's something called ein davar she'be'erva pachas mishnayim. Anything relating to a davar she'be'erva needs at least two witnesses. This is relating to a davar she'be'erva. This is relating to marriage. And yet, because it's not directly about the marriage, it's just about a mitzias, a reality that has to do with the marriage, still that's not called davar she'be'erva, and it's enough to have less than two witnesses. That's the shita of the riff. The Rambam has a totally different shot of this Gemara. Gilui milsa ba'alma, according to the Rambam, means what the Gemara calls milsa da'avidi ligluye. Not gilui milsa. It sounds like from the Rambam that even if you have edus about what the riff calls on a mitzius, but if it's related to a davar she'be'erva, you really should need to also. That's also called a davar she'be'erva according to the Rambam. So the Rambam has to give a different shot of this Gemara. What does it mean that you are allowed to believe them because about so and so Shimon is Reuven's brother? Because it's something that could become known in the future. It's obvious if somebody comes to Beis Din and says Reuven killed Shimon. So that's called a milsa davidi legluye in a certain sense, because what if Shimon walks in? We obviously know that these Edom were lying. So by a milsa davidi legluye, something that will become revealed, there are also lower standards of Edus that are accepted. That's the sheet of the Rambam, both at the last halach of Hilchas Gerushin. Says the Rambam, talking about Edus Isha, don't let it be difficult in your eyes why we accept lesser edim in this case. Shalok pita Torah al edus shnei edim v'sharmish b'de edus el b'davar she'en ato yachol lamod al b'biryo el mipi edim edusan. But something that you could find out anyway, even not from these edim, lo hikpida Torah alav she'davar rachoku she'yaid bo ha'ed sheker. It's very distant that somebody will be made sheker about something that they know they could be tripped up in the future. The Rambam says that again in Hilchas Yibum in Dalad Lamed Aleph, all the way at the end of Perak Dalad, as well, that this is a milsa davidi legluye. And the way the Achronim explain the machlokas between the Riff and the Rambam is that according to the Rambam, if it's anything to do with the davar she'be'erva, it also requires two fundamentally. So that's why the Rambam has to come up with a different explanation that it's a milsa davidi legluye. While the Riff says, no, if it's not directly about the act, about the marriage, about the znus, about the davar she'be'erva, even if it has ramifications for the davar she'be'erva, that's not called davar she'be'erva, and it's only gilui milsa. According to the riff, there's no psul kurva by a gilui milsa. According to the Rambam, milsa vidya legluye would not have a psul kurva. Right, the case of murder is not purely a milsa vidya legluye. I get that as an example, but it's not a perfect example. The case of edus isha is a milsa vidya legluye, because so and so could, if they testify that so and so died, so and so could walk in. Okay, let's go to the two dots. Says the Gemara, barishona shayim miskavnim l'shem mitzvahs. It's related to what we discussed a little bit yesterday. Originally, people had good kavanas, and therefore we let them do yibum because people are doing it for appropriate reasons. But now, because people don't have proper kavana when they do yibum, amru mitzvah chalitza kodemus lebitzvah yibum. So we say chalitza comes first. We advise them to do chalitza. Amru Rabbi Bar Chama, Amru Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says chazru lomar. But then we switch back. Later on in history, we say Yibum comes first. The generations got better? Why did we switch back to Yibum? Did the generations got better? That can't be. Generations don't get better. Okay, this relates to the topic I think we had a shiur on last summer about whether Judaism believes in Niskatnu Hadoros, or in what way do we believe in Niskatnu Hadoros, that every generation we're further from Har Sinai, we're further away from the source of the Mesorah, so in what way are we on a quote-unquote lower level, or do we say, as the Chuvas Harid says, that no, we're standing on giant shoulders. Yeah, we're not giants, but we're on their shoulders. We have all their Torah, and we're on their shoulders, so we could build on what they did. But again, we'll see at the end. We have Amud Beis. We have to get through today. But if we have a chance, we'll talk more about this sugya, this Katnu Hadaros. I think it was on a Shabbos. I don't think it's on the web, right? I don't think that year's on the web. So Achshir Dare. So the generations got better. That can't be. So why would we say that we go back to Yibum? So the Gemara says Meikara. You're right. It's not that the people switched, but it's just the halacha switched. Meikara savila kabishol ulabasof savila karabanan. Originally we held like Abishol, and then we switched to the Rabbanan. Who's Abishol? We had him all the way back on Daf Gimel, but now we're going to come back to an alama test. That's today. The Tanya Abishol Omer Hakone says Yevim to l'shem noy. Abishol says if you do Yibam for ulterior motives, if you do it for noy because she's beautiful, ulashem ishus. What does that mean? Ulashem ishus sounds good. Tosfos says, because you want to be called a married man. You want to be known as a married man. What? You want to wear a talus? Right? You want to wear a talus? That's Tosfos, bottom Tosfos. The tepigle ale shame ishus. Right? You want people to know that you're married. Again, really, ishus sounds like a good thing. But here it doesn't mean that. L'shem ishus. U'l'shem davar acher. Or, what's davar acher? So you might just say it means any other reason. Davar acher. The Shaar Mesirin Balacha suggests that davar acher means just for tashvish, because we've had davar acher in another context, that's what it meant. So davar acher. In all these cases, if you do yibum for the wrong reasons, ki'ilu pogea be'erva. Says Abishol, is as if you're being pogea be'erva with eishas ach. V'karavani be'enai lios havlad mamzer. Unbelievable. Says Abishol, it's not good yibum. There's a major machlokas Rishonim. Is Abishol a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? Many Rishonim, we discussed this back at Daf Gimel, that it's a din d'oraisa. And if it's a d'oraisa, then we would have to say a Mishnah that we're going to have later on, the Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel, the beginning of Abal Yevimto, where the Mishnah says, even if you do Yibam Bishogig, it works. That's not according to Abishol. That's not according to Abishol, because Abishol says you have to have Kavana. So there are some Rishonim that say that Abishol is a din d'araisa, but others in the Mukhi Yosef and others say no, it's a din d'rabanan. Really, mid'araisa, you're kona. Mid'araisa, you're kona. But mid'rabanan, kavana is, mid'rabanan, Abishol says, that you should try to have kavana. Again, if it's a d'araisa, it's a tremendous chiddush. Kavana is ma'akev the kinyan. Kavana is ma'akev the kinyan. It's a unique case that kavana is ma'akev a kinyan. Right, it doesn't mean it really is a mamzer, it's ki'ilu. Ki'ilu, karov be'enai. He wants to say it, karov be'enai. But what does he mean that? If it's a din d'araisa, you got to say something. I don't know, I have to look at those Rishonim and say, if it's a din d'araisa, maybe there is something to it. It's not just the ki'ilu. But that is all the shita of the Abishol. So that's who we originally held like. And that's why we originally suggested chalitza first. V'chachamim omrim, no, yavama yavo le mikol makom. No, yavama, as long as you boil her, mikol makom, it doesn't matter if there are improper kavanas. So that's what switched in history. Not people, but who the halacha was like.
Why did this switch?
Why they switched doesn't explain. Does not explain what, right. Maybe the majority of the rabbis voted at that time to hold like the other opinion. Hold like the rabbis. We originally held like a singular opinion, a Das Yachid. So lechora we should like the Rabbanon. So that's maybe they switched, realized they said, why will they like Abishol? We should go after the Rove, go after the majority. Period. So that's the Machlokas, Abishol and the Rabbanon. Says the Gemara now. Matano Hadatar Rabbanon. Who is the author of the following Brisa? We're gonna quote a Brisa, and then we're gonna have two explanations of the Brisa. Who is the author of the following Brisa? Yavamo Yavo Aleha Mitzvah. Do Yibum, and that's a mitzvah. Beforehand, this woman was totally mutter to you. Ne'esra, but then at one point in history, she became usher to you. Chazra v'hutra, then she became mutter to you again. Yochol tachzor lehetera harishon, I might think that now, because she has become mutter again, she's totally mutter like she was at stage one in history. Tamalomar yavamo yavo aleha mitzvah. That's the pasuk. No, there are limitations to your heter. That's the end of the Brisa. So what exactly does the Brisa mean? The Brisa said, there's a woman, this Yavama was mutter to you, and then she became aser to you, and now she's mutter to you again, but don't think she's totally mutter, there are limitations on your heter. So what exactly does that Brisa mean? So the Gemara has two possibilities, who the Brisa is, who is the author of the Brisa. Mantana, first white line, who is the author? Number one. Amar of Yisla Bar Avdimi, Abishol. Maybe it's the opinion of Abishol. The Hachi Kamar, and this is the Pshat of the Brisa. It's within the sheet of Abishol, who again held, Yibam requires proper Kavana. Yavamo Yavo Aleha Mitzvah. Stage one of history. Yavamo Yavo Aleha Mitzvah. What does that mean? Shebetchila Haisala Becha Heter. Originally in history, this woman, before she married your brother, she was mutter to you. You can marry her. You can marry her for any reason. You can marry her for beauty. You can marry her for ishus. Right, a regular marriage. You can marry her for any reasons. As long as you do the marriage, you do the marriage. That was the original stage before this woman married your brother. Nesra. But then she married your brother and she became Eshes Ach. Chazra Vahutra. But then your brother died. And she now became mutter. Yochol tachzor lahetera harishon. You might think that she went back to the first heter, meaning you can marry her for any purpose. Tamalomar yavo yavama yavo aleha li mitzvah. No, you have to do it for the mitzvah, li mitzvah. So what happens? Mitzvah transfers into, Rashi emphasizes, li mitzvah. The last line should be li mitzvah and not just mitzvah, because it's talking about the kavana that you do it for. So that's all pshat number one of the Brisa, is within the sheet of Abishol. Again, originally you can marry her for any reason, she became aser, now she becomes mutter, but you now can't marry her for any reason anymore, so you have to marry her for the right reasons. Rava Amar, number two, afilutem rabbana, no. This Brisa can even go according to the Rabbanan. Vahachi Kamar, this is how you would explain it according to them, the Rabbanan who hold, that you'd never need kavana. Yavamo yavo aleha mitzvah. What does that mean? Shebetchila haisala bechal heter. Originally, this woman was mutter to you. Ratza konsa, ratza ina konsa. You have a choice to marry her or not. You can marry her, you cannot marry her. Before she was married to anybody. Nesra, then your brother marries her, she becomes Eshes Ach. Chazra v'hutra, and then she becomes mutter. What does that mean? After your brother dies, yochol tachzor lahetera harishon, you might think that now it goes back to stage one. Meaning, marry her, not marry her. No, ratza konsa, ratza eno konsa, you can marry her or not. The Gemara, one second, just mentions something, derech agav. One second, ratza eno konsa agidabe. What do you mean? Now we're up to the stage of you can marry her or not. Of course you have to do something to her. What do you mean? There's a Zika. So Gemara says, Bechti tepuk, she's going to go out free. So we don't literally mean that. You could ratza kotza, ratza eno kotza. That was never a havamina at this stage because, of course, you have to do something to her. Ela ema ratza kotza, ratza choletzla. The choice is whether you do yibam or chalitza to her. You might think you have the choice. Tamalomar yavamo yavo el mitzvah. That's the extra pasuk to teach me that yibam is what we suggest to do. So those are two interpretations of what this brisa means. Either according to Abishol or according to the Rabban. So now the Gemara says, 1 minute. Emaresha, or Emaseifa, unclear, different gersos. There is another part of this brisa that was not quoted, where we have another halachic context, where we go from mutter, iser, heter, aser, heter. So we have another halachic context. And the Gemara is going to ask that the parallel between the two parts of the brisa only works out according to one of these pshatim and not the other one. Here we go. Emaresha, bottom line. matzos te'achel b'makom kadosh, the halacha is by a carbon mincha. Carbon mincha is kadshe kadshim. So only kahanim ki carbon mincha. So what do you do by a carbon mincha? So if a Yisrael brings a carbon mincha, you take the flour, the kohen puts his hand in, does kemitza, right, the three fingers, he rubs off the two sides, the thumb and the pinky, and whatever's under the three fingers is the kemitza, you burn that on the mizbeach, and then the rest of the flour is mutter for the kohanim eat it. The Yisraelim are not allowed to eat it, because that is kashe kashim. But kohanim are allowed to eat it. This applies by all carbonates mincha that are brought by Yisraelim. A mincha of a kohen is totally huktar on the gabbai mizbeach. But we're talking about the carbon mincha of Yisrael. So says the pasuk, they're allowed to eat the leftovers, the remainder of this carbon mincha, after the kemitza is hoktar. Matzah te'achal b'makom kadosh, they have to eat it in the azara because it's kachi kachi mitzah. So says this brisa. She'betchilo ha'isala b'chal heter. Originally, the carbon mincha was totally mutter to you. Nasra, then it became asur. The chazra v'chutra, then it became mutter again. Yochadach l'atera harishon. You might think that it's totally mutter again, like stage one. Tabalomar matos yechel v'vachom kadosh mitzvah. That's the other part of the brisa that's quoted about carbon mincha. So what does that part of the brisa mean? We explained the other part of the brisa, whether according to Abishola or the Rabbanon, so now we're going to suggest, but what about the other part of the Brisa? There has to be a parallel. So Bishlam Allah Rava, according to Rava, who was our second interpretation of the Brisa, who said it's according to the Rabbanon, so what was the final Havamina according to the Rabbanon? You might have said, again, let's go through the Shakavatari of the Brisa. Originally this woman was mutter to you, you can marry her or not. Comes along your brother, he marries her, so she becomes asur. Then your brother dies, so now you have a choice whether to do yibam or chalitza. Kamash malan do yibam. That was the interpretation of the brisa according to the Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, Bishlamo l'Rava, according to the Rava, Domer Hamani Rabbanan he, according to Rava who says it's the Shita of the Rabbanan, so hacha hachi kamar. Then I can interpret this half of the brisa in a parallel way to the way that I interpret the other half of the brisa. Which way? As follows. Matzos te'achal b'makom kadosh mitzvah. This is the pasuk that you have to eat the leftovers of the karei mincha in a holy place. She'betchilo ha'isala b'chal heter. Originally, this flour was mutter to you. Meaning what? Before somebody was makdish it. It was mutter. It was flour. You can do anything you want with the flour. Ratza ochla ratzeinu ochla. You can do whatever you want. Eat it, not eat it. Nasra, but once it became Hukdash, before they do kemitza, and before the kemitza is burned on the mizbeach, chazra v'hutra. I'm sorry, that's why nasra kama, it becomes asr. But then, chazra v'hutra, then it becomes mutter again after you do the kemitza. Yachol taksul ha'teir harishon, you might think that it goes back to the original first heter, meaning what? What's the first stage? Ratza ochla, ratza eino ochla. You might think it goes back to now you have this leftovers of the karei mincha, you have a choice whether to eat it or not. The Gemara says, what do you mean? You can't take that so literally. Ratza eino ochla. If the kohen has a choice not to eat the remainder of the karban mincha. V'haksiv v'achlo osam asher kupar bohem. What do you mean? The Pasuk says in Shmos that they eat the item that gives kapara, malamed, shahakohanim ochlim ubalim is kaprin. What do you mean? The kohanim have to eat the karban. And the Bailam get kapara through their eating of the karban. We'll come back to that principle after we finish the conversation. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right, it doesn't literally mean that they have a choice whether to eat it. Ela ratza hu ochla, ratza kohen acher ochla. The choice is whether a specific kohen has to eat it, or his friends could eat it. You might have thought that he has no exact requirement of eating it. Any of his friends kohanim could eat it. Tamalomer matzah de'echol b'pokom kadosh mitzvah. That's the chiddush of the pasuk, that he should eat this. Elachat chila for each kohen to eat from the leftovers of the Karban Mincha. But what do you see from this interpretation of the Brisa, though? There's a parallel between the two parts of the Brisa. Right? What do we have so far? We have two parts of the Brisa. We have a Yibum part and a Karban Mincha part. Both parts say that there are three conceptual stages by each of these. There's a Shas Heter, a Shas Isser, and a Shas Heter. And the Chiddush of the Torah is that the second Shas Heter is not the same as the first Shas Heter. That's the flow of each of the Brisas. So we just said, according to the second interpretation, according to Rava, each one is parallel. Why? Because at stage three, by the third heter, what was the Havamina? The Havamina is that you have a choice to do one of two different things. In the Yibum, you have a choice to do Yibum or Chalitza. In this case, you have a choice to eat the Karban or not eat the Karban. But that's a parallel. The third stage, the Havamina of the third stage, is an exact parallel. Again, there's a lot to say, but first we're going to get up to the Mishnah so we don't lose the flow. But according to Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, who gave the first interpretation by Yibum, to Amar Abishaulhi, Hacha Maitre Gavne Ika. What was Abishaul? What was that pshat? The first pshat that we had in the Gemara, what was his interpretation of the Braisa by Yibum? Originally, this woman, you could marry her for any reason you want. Then she became mutter to your brother. Now she becomes mutter to you. You might have thought that you could marry her for any reason, for a good reason or a bad reason. Kamashmal, you have to marry her for a good reason. But that's not parallel to the Karban Mincha half. Why? Because what's the Karban Mincha half? You could do or not do something. What's the Yibam half? You have to do this. Why do you have to do it? For what kavanas? That's not parallel. The parallel should be do something or not do something. So you have that in the other Shita. In the first, according to the Rabbanan, eat the Mincha, don't eat the Mincha. That's parallel. But according to this pshat of Abishaul, what's the choice? What's the Havamina in stage 3 of the Braisa? Marry her with good kavana, marry her with not good kavana. That's not an exact parallel to the other half. That's the Gemara's question. What are the two methods that you could do Yibum in? Your Lamaisa doing Yibum, and his chilek is your kavana. V'chi tema. So now the Gemara says, well, let's try to explain it. V'chi tema, ratza l'ta'avon ochla, ratza achila gasa ochla. If you want to say, maybe what's his chilek, what's the two interpretations of his havamina in stage 3 of the Braisa? If he eats the karim mincha l'ta'avon because he's hungry, or if he eats the karim mincha for achila gasa. As a achila gasa, he's full already, but he eats it l'shem achila gasa, for a totally full, he's already full, and he eats it more. So says the Gemara, that can't be. Why? Achila gasa, mishma achila, that halachically, eating achila gasa is not called an achila. We wish we could tell our calories this, that achila gasa loshma achila. But that halachically is not a good achila. V'yama Reish Lakish, as Reish Lakish says, ha'ochel achila gasa b'yama kipurim patur, milo se'uneh. If you eat an achila gasa on Yom Kippur, meaning what? If you stuff your face up until the second before Yom Kippur, and you're totally full right before, your sudam apsekis is huge, and then right before Yom Kippur you're full, and then you eat a drop more on Yom Kippur, you're going to be potter. You're going to be potter from lo se'uneh. So you see halachically achila gasa is not halachically an achila. So again, there's a lot to say on that, but again, I don't want to lose the flow. I want to first finish with the Mishnah. So what is the chilik according to the interpretation of the Braisa's Abishol? What are the two ways that you can eat the Karban Mincha? Ella ratza matzah ochla, ratza chametz ochla. Maybe it means the Havamina is that maybe you can eat the Karban Mincha as matzah without making it rise, or as chametz. The Gemara says that can't be either. Why? Because it's an issa daraisa to have your mincha as chametz. V'haksiv lo se'afeh chametz chelkam. V'yamar Reish Lakish, we darsh in that pasuk, v'yafilu chelkam lo se'afeh chametz. Even the leftovers of the Karban Mincha are not allowed to be chametz. There's only two exceptions, right? Shtei halechem is chametz, and some of the Karban is toda. Some of the breads brought with the Karban toda. That's it. Everything else is matzah. So the Gemara says, Ella, what does it mean? What are the two choices? Ella ratza matza ochla, ratza chalut ochla. Whether you might have thought that you could eat it as matza or eat it as scalded bread. Chalut means you just dip it or you throw boiling water on it. So that was the Havamina. You might think you could eat it as matza or chalut. That's the chiddush of the Torah. Only eat it as matza. Don't do chalut. So the Gemara says, one second. Hi chalut hechidami. What is chalut? E matzahi, if halachically it still has the status of matzah after you sprinkle the hot water on it, ha matzahi, then what is the Torah telling you not to do it? It's still matzah. Ve lo matzahi, matzah zom rachmana. And if it's not matzah, of course you can't eat it, because it's not called matzah. So Gemara says, lo, lo olam eima lacham matzahi. Really, it is halachically matzah, and therefore that's why you would have thought that you can be cholate your leftovers of the Karban Mincha. Ulahachi, tanabe krola akev. That's why the Torah goes out of its way to tell you that no, even though it's matzah, you cannot eat your Karban Mincha like that, like chalut. That's what the Torah is telling you not to do. Ella chalut matzah, the karmina l'may hilchasa. If that's true, then it's matzah, but you can't eat it as chalut. So then, l'may nafkamina, it's matzah. If you can't eat it as a Karban Mincha, so who, what regarding what is it matzah? The Gemara says Pesach, Lomar, Sha'adam Yotzi, Ba'yidei Chavasa BePesach. You could eat these chalut flour, scalded flour, is good enough to use for your matzah on Pesach. Avavi Dechalte Meikara, even though it was originally scalded, Kiba Dehadar Afya Batanur, since you later baked it in the oven, Lechem Oni Karina Be, it's called Lechem Oni, Ba'yidei Chavasa BePesach, Yidei Chavasa BePesach, and you could use it on Pesach. So, Lamaskana, what did we just do? We just spent an amid discussing. We had two interpretations of a brisa on the previous amud, and we said, according to the second interpretation, the brisa is consistent. The two cases of the brisa, yibum and mincha, according to the other interpretation, is not consistent. Kamash Malam, we just explained that it is consistent. In both cases, there is the third stage of the brisa, is consistent that there's a question of what you were allowed to do, the havamina. According to Abishol, by yibum, it was ratza, you could have good kavana or bad kavana. Here, ratzah, you could eat it as matzah or chalut. Kamash Malan, you have to eat it as matzah. Had a question before. Other hands up? Ready, finished with that. Oh, yeah.
If you eat matzah as an achilagaski, not yours in the mitzvah?
So let's talk about that. So Tosfos here asks a question that Tosfos asks in Nazir and in Psachim and elsewhere, and that is, we have another Gemara. We have a Gemara in Meseches Nazir, Daf Chav Gimel, third Tosfos, that says, if two people eat their Karen Pesach, one eats it l'shem karen pesach, one eats it l'shem achila gasa. The Gemara says, the one who did it l'shem achila gasa did not do a mitzvah min amuvchar. Did not do the greatest thing. But it's mashma that he was yotzei. So this is Tosfos kasha all over the place. Is achila gasa in eating or not? So Tosfos, the first brisker, says, v'yesh lomar, trey yinyoni achila gasas yesh. Tzvei dinim, two types of achila gasas. Here he doesn't explain it so much, but in Maseches Nazir, he goes a little further and says, what type of achila gasa means you're full, but you have room for dessert. But you can still eat a little. You know, you're full, but when something else comes out, I find room. That's one type of achila gasa, and that is called an achila. But there's another type of achila gasa where you're finished. Finished nothing. Your favorite food can come out to the table, you can't get it in. If you eat then, so then that's not called an achila halachically. And that, you would not be chayiv on Yom Kippur, and that would not be yotzei by Karen Pesach. That's Tosfos. Tosfos l'chora is not machalik between Isurim and Tosfos Kippur and Karen Pesach to our case of Yom Kippur here. The Maariv Chayis has a suffix about that. He says, fine, by Isurim you have the issue of achila gasa, your pater from Malkus. He's not 100% sure when it comes to mitzvahs. But this is the discussion in the poskim about achila gasa. There are two types of achila gasa. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, in Hilchos Yom Kippur. The Ramah in Hilchos Yom Kippur says, the Shulchan Aruch person, tough ratio at base, achal achalim she'enim ruyim la'achila. If you eat something that's not roy la'achila, osha achal achila gasa. Or you eat it achila gasa, meaning miyad, right when Yom Kippur starts, right? You're full and you eat a little more, putter. You're not putter, because this is midaraisa, so you're not putter. V'im acha, but then the Ramah adds, interesting, but what if you're totally full, but you eat foods that smell delicious, that have a great aroma? V'im acha ma'achalim mivusamim o mitubalim al achilaso chayiv, the ravchal of v'sumei shchicha. The smell itself, you can imbibe and ingest, and that's halakhically different. You might not be able to get any extra food in, but if it smells good, something went in and something was enjoyable. And therefore, as the Ramah, tough ratio you'd base, and therefore you'd be chayiv for that. As an achila, there's a can, right? As he says, you're chayiv there, yeah.
Well, maybe because in Kippur, the focus is on food. So
right.
Even though it's made a habit of status of context,
right, the poskim talk about that. Right, Kippur doesn't even say lo se achel. Right, it just says inoy. So how could you compare the two? But the Rishonim seem to generalize. Would that be kares? Would they be kares? Is that an achil or shasiya? I'm not sure.
So if in Kippur in the break you walk on the street and you smell barbecue.
I'm saying, what about they pass around these srogan? They pass around these besamim by Yom Kippur, right? To get mea brachas. Right.
No,
so again. I guess it's saying, no, if you eat something that smells good, it's not just stop smelling. If you eat something that smells good, even in a state of achila gasa, no, you eat something that has a good smell.
Yeah,
it has a good smell, so at least something is enjoyable. But the other, what's the reason achila gasa is no good? Whatever achila gasa, why isn't it halakhli and achila? So Rashi here says maziku. You're being mazik yourself. You're damaging yourself, so it's not called an achila. The Mishnah Lamelech has a little different shot. It's a big Mishnah Lamelech. Mishal Melech in Yesod HaTorah, he writes, he has a suffik, Nistavik Ba'ochal Davar Isser Achila Gasa. Kugon Shai Saveh Harbiyam Chayev. So he quotes our Gemara that Achila Gasa, but he calls it Shalo Kederech. He compares Achila Gasa to Shalo Kederech Achila. Just like if you eat something in an unusual way, let's say an IV, or some other way of eating something in an unusual way, is that he says Achila Gasa is that type of issue. And just like your putter there from Malkus, Shalo Kederech, so to your putter here. And he compares that to other cases. But again, we have to go to Amud Beis now, to go to the rest of Amud Aleph. But again, that is a big discussion in the Mishnah Melech. Okay. Also, we don't have to, well, maybe at the end, but Kohanim Ochlem Ubalim is Kaprim, that line, the mitzvahs achila of Kachim, of Kohanim, is also a big discussion. We discussed this back in Yuma Daflamites, where we spoke about Chatzi Shir, spoke there that is it worthwhile for a Kohen to eat a tiny amount, even less than a Kezias? And we mentioned then the Beis Halevi, where the Beis Halevi says in Chelek Aleph Simin Beis, that by Kachim, the mitzvah is for the Kachim to be eaten, not for the Kohanim to eat the Kachin. And therefore, even if my friend eats it, even if I eat less than a Kezias, that is still a Kiyam. There might be a Lechadchila, the Gemara here says, maybe by Karban Mincha, the leftovers, I'm going to receive to say there's a Lechadchila for each Kohen to eat it. That's what it says, or at least Tosfah says, at least your Mishmar to eat it, your group. But the Beis HaLevi fundamentally says in that Shuvah that really the Iker by the Kachim is for them to be eaten. The only exception is Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is the mitzvah achilas agavra, for you to eat a kezias. But other karbanis is the mitzvah for the karban to be eaten, not for the kohanim to eat. That's how he explains a couple of Rambams that are so to each other. Okay, so again, we have to continue though now, but again, there's more here relating to the mitzvah of achilas kachim and related to achila gasa. Next Mishnah. Hacholis liyavim tohari ke'echem na'achim na'achla. If somebody does chalitza to the woman, they are considered just like one of the brothers for Nachla. Rashi says, what's the Havamina? You might have thought they lose. Because he did Chalitza to this woman, you might think that he has no say, because he pushed her away, halachically. So you might think he has nothing in the Yerusha. Answer is no, he does still have in the Yerusha. Im Yeshamav, if in this Chalitza case there's a father of the brother who died, Nachasim Shalav, so the father, as we know, the father always Yarshins a son. But Akoni says Yivimto, but if somebody does Yibum, Zacha b'Nachasim Shalachiv, that he personally Yarshins all the assets and property of his brother. The other brothers don't get any. He gets it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Benkach uBenkach Abisham Av Nachasim Shalav. Rabbi Yehuda argues, even if he does Yibum, if there's a father, the father gets the properties, even if the brother did Yibum. Says the Gemara Pshita. Pshat in Davar Acher means for Yerusha. Yeah. Davar Acher means he wants the money. Okay, maybe Davar Acher means Yerusha wants the money. Gemara Pshita. So isn't it obvious that if he does Chalitza, then he doesn't lose? So the Gemara says, no. Sakadat Chamina, just the opposite. Chalitza Bakam Yibam Kaima. You might have thought that Chalitza is also a completion in some way of a Zika, just like Yibam. Finishko Kulu Nichzei. And you might have had a half a mina that after he does Chalitza, he gets the Yerusha, the whole Yerusha. Kamash Vlan, no, he does not. He does not get it. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if the Havamina is that he would get the whole thing, Haru ke'echem and achim, the Gemara, the Mishnah should say, Eino Ella ke'echem and achim ibayle. The language of the Mishnah should be that he gets no more than the other brothers, if the Havamina was that he gets the whole thing. So Ella, no, this was the Havamina. Sagada the Chamina, Hova Asadam Yibam Liknese. You might say that since he caused her to be puzzled for any of the other brothers to do Yibam, because he did Chalitza. So you might say we're going to be Kones him and not let him get any Yerusha. Kamash Malan, he still gets Yerusha. Okay, so Lamaisa, Cholates gets a Yerusha like the other brothers, and a Miyabim gets the Yerusha. And Yeshamav says the Gemara, if there's a father in the case of Chalitza that he gets it, Amar, because Mefurish Halachin, Baba Basra, Av Kodim Akol Yosi Recho. If there are no children, the Yerusha goes to the father. That's the Halachin Hilchas Yerusha. Hakoni says Yivim Tovachulo. If somebody does Yibum, he gets the Nachala, my Taima, Yakum Al Shem Achiv Amarachmana, Vaharekam. It says he will stand up in his brother's stead, and he did. Rashi and the Rashba both say, even if he divorces her the next day. Even if he marries her for a day and then divorces her, still he gets the Yerusha. Because he was Kamtachas Aviv. Kamtachas Achiv, he went, he took his brother's stead, and that is good enough as long as he was married, at least for a moment. Rabbi Yehuda Chula, Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda says, the father always gets the Yerusha. even if he did Yibum, the father gets the Yerusha. Omar, Ula halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Ula says the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. V'cheinah Rabbi Yisrael Knafka, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. V'yamar Ula v'yitei Rabbi Yisrael Knafka, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say the father always gets it? Tichsiv, v'haya b'char asher teleid, because talking about the oldest brother who does Yibum, the b'char asher teleid ki b'char. We compare this brother to a b'char, because he's called a b'char in the Torah. Remember we had earlier that this is the only exception to Mikra Yosim Deib Shuto, that b'char here really means the old brother doing Yibum, but he's called b'char, so we compare him. Ma b'char ein lo b'chai ha'av, afaynami ein lo b'chai ha'av, just like a b'char gets nothing while his father's alive, so to this Yavam gets nothing while the father's alive. Says the Gemara, Yimai Bechar Noto Bishnayim La'achar Mitzvah Sa'av, Afai Noto Bishnayim La'achar Mitzvah Sa'av. If we compare him to Bechar, so then maybe we should give him a double portion, at least, after his father dies, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the father gets it right away, but maybe after the father dies, he should get a double portion, like a Bechar gets. So the Gemara says, Bidi Yakam Hashem Aviv Ksiv, Yakam Hashem Achiv Ksiv, V'lo Hashem Aviv. You're right, if he would have gotten something when his brother had died, you could talk about Yakam Hashem Achiv. But he's not going in his father's stead, which we would say to say, get a double portion. No, when his father dies, he's just like any of the other brothers. He doesn't go in the place of his father, and therefore, of course, he does not get a double portion. Ema, yeah?
So if there wouldn't be a brother, and she would marry somebody
if there are no other brothers.
And they would marry somebody else. The brothers...
So right when the father...
Father's still alive.
The father's still alive.
His son dies.
So his son dies. There's a question about Ishto Yoresh Baila. Baal Yoresh is Ishto. Baal Yoresh, the husband, Yarshin's the wife. Right. Right, but let's say there's another husband that comes onto the picture.
Right.
Another...
Somebody else.
Right.
What happens to the brother?
So if the widow marries somebody else, the father, Yarshin's the son. And whatever her assets, whatever she brought into the marriage, whatever she gets back, now goes into the new marriage. But before that, the father Yarshins, before she gets remarried. Before she gets remarried, the father Yarshins. Ema, says the Gemara, the one other Havamina. If you want to say that there's such a connection, that the father's going to get it, the Yerusha, right away, go a step further. Ema, hecha, deleka av, delish kol nach, let this guy mitzvah Yibum. Maybe there should only be a mitzvah of Yibum where there's no father. Because then the Yavam could get the money also. Maybe there shouldn't even be a mitzvah of Yibum if he's not going to get the Yerusha. Meaning, if there's a father. So Gemara says, Midi Yibum benachla tali rechmana? No. Is Yibum tali a nachla? No. Yibum miyama? No. Yibum is a separate mitzvah. Do Yibum. V'ika nachla shkule v'ilo lo shakel. If there is a Yerusha, meaning there's no father, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'll take the money. If not, you won't get the Yerusha, period. Interesting, what's the Havamina, what's the Maskana there? We could sit on it a little bit. Yosef Rav Chanina, let's finish up. Yosef Rav Chanina kamei de Rav Yanai. Rav Chanina, the one who was a baki in Psukim, said in front of Rav Yanai. V'yosef the kamar, like Rabbi Yehuda. He said, Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Amar lei, put kari, karech, lebra. Take your pasuk outside. Ain't Allah like Rabbi Yehuda. You think you're wrong. Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Tani Tanaka, he was dafka the baki in Psukim, and he says, take your pasuk outside. Tani Tanaka mi Rabbi Nachman ain't a lach Rabbi Yehuda. Someone said a brice in front of Rabbi Nachman that lach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Armalei ela kaman karabanan. What? So who's it like? The Rabbanan? Pshita. So that's obvious. What are you telling me? Yachad Rabbi Malach Rabbim. Of course it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. We always pass like the majority. So Armalei Ismay. So the one who was talking in front of him says, okay, so should I throw out this brice? Should I erase it? Is it totally wrong? So Armalei Lo says, no, let me explain to you what really must have happened. At halacha asnech, you must have heard the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, but umukshehu da'akshilacha. But that was difficult to you because you know that halacha is not like a das yachid. Va'afach, so you switched it in your head and said the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Then you're right, you switched it because halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So really, what you heard was wrong, but what you changed it to was correct. So you do not have to throw out what you changed it to, because it wasn't something obvious that was told to you. It was your changing the brisa that you heard. Okay. Period. Next Mishnah. Next Mishnah, we get back to a little bit of family issues. Real Yuvamis. Here we go. Mishnah. Hakolis liyavimto. Somebody does chalitza. So on a Durabanan level, we've mentioned this issue before, the chalutza becomes like a semi-wife regarding Isurim, who asur bekrova, sehavi asur bekrova. She, the choletz and the choletzes, we'll call it, the choletz, the man and the choletzes, are both asur in each other's relatives. Which relatives? So who Aser? He is Aser Bi'ima. He is now Aser to her mother, Ube Emima, her grandmother, Ube Emavia, her other grandmother, Ube Bita, her daughter, Ube Basbita, her granddaughter, Ube Asbina, her other granddaughter. Ube Achosa Bezanshi Kayemes. And she's Aser to her sister when this Choletzes is still alive, right? It's not more Chamor than a wife. Achos Isha is only Aser when the wife's alive. So Achos Chalutza is only Aser when the Chalutza is alive. The Achin Mutarin. But the brothers of the Choletz are Mutter to marry the relatives of the Choletzes. That's fine. So that's one direction. And he and she, the Choletzes, is also Aser to his relatives. Again, this is all on a Durabanan level. Because Midaraisa, Chalutza's relatives are not Aser to the Choletz. But on a Durabanan level, we treat this Chalutza like a wife. Like a wife, and therefore the relatives of this chalutza and this chalutza are also to each other. He asura ba'aviv, she is also to his father, ubavi aviv, and to his grandfather, ubibno, and to his son, ubiben bno, to his grandson, ba'achiv, to his brothers, right, the other brothers who did not do yibam, ubiben achiv, and to his nephews. Period. The last line of the Mishnah, which we'll probably get to tomorrow in the Gemara, mutter adam bikrovas saras chalutzaso, the asur bitzaras krovas chalutzaso. This came up one time before. A person is allowed to marry the relative of the co-wife of his chalutza. We'll talk about this more tomorrow. But he's usher to marry the co-wife of the relative of the chalutza. Why the difference? We'll talk about it more tomorrow.
Why does it say
that achos bizman shikayemes? Because the isra of achos isha is only when the wife's alive. So the achos chalutza is not going to be more stringent than a real wife.
So why doesn't it say also
be achos? No, because that isra doesn't change. That is, doesn't change. My husband's brother, if I'm a woman, my husband's brother is usher to me, period, even if my husband dies. That is, it does not change after death. Only achos isha. Yeah.
In the Isser
Chalutza to marry the other brothers, we had a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Whether it's, if you remember, it's an Isser Krisus or an Isser Lav. We had it earlier, which the Gemara is going to relate to. Right. So that might, there are d'orises that might be mixed into this Mishnah, as the Gemara is going to explain. So, Ibai Lahu. Says the Gemara. Gazrus, let's just focus. Gazrus, she is b'chalutza olo. So this Mishnah tells me that on a Durabanan level, we say anyone who's a real erva to a real marriage, so they would be usher also to this, not a real marriage, this chalitza relationship. So do we also say shnios are usher by a chalutza? That's the question. Real arayas are usher by a chalutza on a Durabanan level. So do we go the next step that shnios are also usher? So be'erva de oraisa gazur b'hu rabbanan shnios, b'chalutza lo gazur rabbanan shnios. Do we say the rabbis were gozer shnios? O demaloshna? Do we say only by a de oraisa, by a real wife, they're shnios, but not by a chalutza? Or do we say no difference? So let's try to prove it. Tashma. Our Mishnah says, so the whole Amud is going to be trying to prove from our Mishnah or from a Braisa. That's it. Till the bottom. Tashma, hu aser be'ima ube'em ima. What does our Mishnah say? That the choletz is aser to the chalutz's mother and grandmother. So those two are d'oraisa. Those two would be d'oraisa by a real wife. Ve'ilu em ima loktani. But the great-grandmother, her great-grandmother, the Mishnah does not say. The Mishnah does not say that the choletz is aser to the great-grandmother of the chalutza. And that's a shnios. So doesn't that prove that shnios are not included? We're not gozer by shnios by chalutza? So Gemara says no. Dil mahayinu tam udilotani. Maybe this is why it's not in the Mishnah. Mishum tekabay lemisni seifa v'ha'achin mutarin. Since in the second part of the Mishnah, we want to say that the brothers are allowed to all these relatives. And v'itana em emima. And if the Mishnah listed off the great grandmother, hava amina ha'achin mutarim dafka be'em emima. I might have thought that the brothers are only mutar to these great grandmother, the shnios type of relatives. Aval be'em ima ube'ima lo. I might have thought that to the closer relatives, there would be usher. So it doesn't want to say the aim emima case, because I might have thought that that's the only one that the brothers are mutter to. So velisni aim emima, velisni achim mutarin bekulan. So why don't you say that one extra word? Say the brothers are mutter to all of them. Kasha. Okay, you're right, but we don't have an answer to that question. Period. So we still don't have a proof, though, whether shnios are included. Tashma, try again. He asur ba'aviv u'ba'avi aviv. She, the cholet says, is asur to his father and grandfather. So k'tani miya avi aviv. It says that the choletzes, the woman who had chalitza done to her, is aser to her choletz's grandfather. So my love, isn't this, but why is she aser to her choletz's father's father? Isn't that because mishum choletz avi lekalas beno? What's the relationship between the choletzes and the cholates his grandfather. If you just turn it around, from the grandfather's view, this woman is his son's daughter-in-law, if you treat the chalitza like a marriage. His son's daughter-in-law. So isn't that why she is ushered to this man, and that would prove that there is shnios by chalitza? The Gemara answers, lo, you know why she's ushered to her cholitz's grandfather? Because of her dead husband, which was a real marriage. Misha misna, David Kalas, but no, that's a real daraisa one. That's not because of her new cholates, it's because of her cholates' brother. That was a daraisa one. So, which means, like Yisrael said before, that there are daraisas intermixed into this Mishnah. Tashma, let's try again. Uba ben beno, she is usher to his grandson. Myla misham cholates, isn't that because, why is she usher to the cholates' grandson? Isn't that per se because of the cholates, the havile aishas avi aviv, from the grandson's viewpoint? This woman is his grandfather's wife, quasi, because it's a chalitza case, so doesn't that prove that shnios are included? Lo, again, misha misna. No, it's because of the dead brother, which was a real marriage. Vahavile eishes achi avi aviv. It's his grandfather's brother's wife. And therefore, it's because, again, no raya to shnios, because the iser is because of the dead brother who had a real marriage, not because of the chalitza, which we're trying to prove. The Gemara says, 1 minute, it's because of the dead brother's real marriage, and the iser here is the grandfather's brother's wife, but that's mutter. That's mutter. You can't say that's aser. Hamemer machshir be'eshes achi avi aviv. Hamemer says that's not aser. It's not even a shnios. So you can't say that's what's being referred to. So the Gemara says you're right. Hamemer mukila b'bar brad saba. Hamemer has a totally different shot of the Mishnah. Go back to the top lines for a minute. This is how Hamemer learns. Go back to the third line on the Amud. This is how Amemar learns the Mishnah. He asura ba'aviv. She is asur to the choletz, his father, uba'avi aviv, and to his grandfather, ubibno. You know what bno means, according to Amemar? Bno means the father's son. The choletz's father's son. That's what bno means. That means the choletz's brother. Ubiben bno. And that means the choletz's father's grandson. That's what it means. And that's how Amemar gets out of the Mishnah. We're not talking about a grandson. But now back to the Gemara. Ihachi, fifth wide line, hainu achiv uben achiv. But if bno and ben bno are referring to the father of the cholates, so that's the same exact thing, the next two words of the Mishnah. Achiv and ben achiv. It's the same two things. It's his brother and his brother's son. That's the same thing as of his father's son and grandson. So you're right. Tana achiv and aav, viktani achiv and aim. We're including both, maternal and paternal. The cholates is usher to both. Period. So there's no raya from the Mishnah for shnios. So Tashma, let's try to prove it from a brisa. So a little bit of this. Tatani, Rabbi Chiya, Arba b'divrei Tarva, Arba b'divrei Sofrim. There are four people, Rabbi Chiya says, there are four people that are usher to oraisa to this choletzes. There are four people that are usher to rabbanan to this choletzes. So who are the ones that are daraisa? Av, ubino, achiv, uben, achiv, b'divrei Torah. These four are daraisa. Why? Because these are usher from the dead, from the first marriage. Av. The father of the cholates is also the father of her previous husband. That's a daraisa. Beno, and the son of the cholates is the nephew of her previous husband. That's also aser. Achiv, the brother, is also eshes ach. Uben achiv, and the son of his brother. All these people are aser midivrei Torah. Avi aviv, but the other four are aser midirabanan to the cholates. Avi aviv, avi imo, ben beno, uben bito. Just like our Mishnah says. So midivrei sofer. So now the Gemara proves. Kedani miya avi aviv. It says grandfather. So the same thing exactly we just asked before. Myla mishem cholates avali kalas beno. Isn't grandfather aser because of the cholates, and therefore this proves shnios are aser? Lo, mishem misna. It's really because of the dead brother. The avali kalas beno. Again, each time the Gemara suggests, isn't it aser because of this new chalitza? The Gemara says, no. It was aser beforehand, from the original marriage. So Tashma Avimo, again, it says that she is usher to her husband, her Cholase's grandfather. So my la Misham Cholase Avale Kalas Bito, isn't that because of the new relationship? And the Gemara again says, Lo, Misham Misna the Havale Kalas Bito. Again, we reject all these relationships are usher because of the previous marriage, not because of the new marriage. Okay, we'll stop by this Tashma. The Gemara just finishes up tomorrow, and with Hashem we will continue. Okay, we're up to the Tashma, right in the middle. We still do not have an answer whether Chazal or Gozer Shnios by a Chalutza. We still do not have an answer to that.